too bad.
Other than that.
What do you think of a bit of that?
That's all it's missing.
Get ready! You think you can attack? You walking down the road.
A lot of fists and a lot of point gestures thrown around in an AC/DC concert.
Fuck yeah.
Very natural. Jeez, that's tasty, isn't it?
Is that the human metronome?
That is.
Yep. Is he in prison now, or...?
No.
Remember he got done on meth charges and stuff.
No, yeah, but I'm pretty sure no prison time.
No prison
they
time.
They were trying to push a lot more than that, I think.
Is he still playing with them?
No. He's out. Malcolm's out.
Who's on the Skins?
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Not that big bald cunt.
Maybe he's back.
Okay.
I don't know.
My favourite AC/DC story, it's not really their story, when my brother went and saw him, and he took a mate from work who's a bit older than him, he's 45 or something like that. Never been to a concert in his life. First concert he ever went to was AC/DC, and some bloke pissed on his leg.
Like in the standing room?
Yeah, and he just could not let it go. He had to apologise to Andrew for talking about it so much. And Andrew said he rang his wife and was talking about it, just could not let it go and have fun. And he said he walked out while this guy was on the phone with his wife. About 10 minutes had passed. He walked in, and the first thing he heard him on the phone saying was, "All I know is I didn't see him leave to go to the toilet all night."
That's a shame for that bloke.
Hopefully you can appreciate it now. Getting pissed on in an AC/DC
that's
concert's funny though.
If that's your first concert too.
Yeah, it is a shame.
I've been to heaps, but I've been to a reasonable amount. Yeah. Never been pissed on. Not to my knowledge anyway.
No. Been sweat on.
Yeah.
Breathed on.
I remember being to concerts when I was young, and I mean like 18 to 20.
Mm.
And just seeing all these big sweaty men getting around, going, "Oh, these guys seem to really enjoy their music."
Yeah.
And then I've learned about speed and ecstasy and things like that, and drugs that people do when they go to the. Oh, it makes sense now because they're all off their fucking head. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was a thing.
Alcohol has the same effect for a while, and then the opposite effect. Andrew said he went to a Metallica concert that we didn't go to. It was on the same tour. And there was a guy in the seating area in the very first rows of seating asleep during Enter Sandman. It's like you could probably say their most successful song. Everyone in that arena knows that song. It's loud as fuck. And he's just snoozing with his arms folded.
I hope he was just there as an escort. Like he was a beard for somebody.
He can't have been sleeping.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he was dead. I don't know.
Passed out.
Would you be able to pass me that notebook over, please?
Yeah, sure, mate.
Thank you. All right,
preparation
welcome,
is key.
Welcome. Oh, it's just so I don't forget as many things as I did last week. I've got four things written, and two of them are just simple reminders.
Sure.
One is to look at things in my phone. Anyway, welcome to Unpleasant with Adam and Milk. We're back again.
Special Wednesday night recording.
Yeah. This is how we should aim to have things, I think, in the future. Because we've had this discussion a little bit off the air, in our personal, in this exact lounge room, just without microphones, about how the desire to have it, like when you set a time slot up, you know you have to have material to fill that time slot up, whether it's good or not.
Mm.
And I understand because I understand from a discipline point of view of making sure you have something consistently and ready to go. Yeah, that makes sense. But I think that then you can end up with some rubbish.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. I know Red Bar Radio used to do this where it would just be a show would happen when it's on. It was just on when it's on. That's part of the thing.
You got to ride the wave.
Yeah, which I get that. So I think you've got to find a bit of a healthy medium there. Yeah. But that's the good thing about this is we don't have a commitment to a set time slot. We just have a rough idea. But at least we have an episode out every Friday.
And I'm usually doing some sort of preparation just when I have free time and I'm using that time to read about things and listen to things.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
And it's like I like the idea of having a little bit done, just a little bit of prep, and then you just come in and you just see what happens.
Exactly, and you can fall back on it.
Because if you just come in absolutely blind, I don't know, I think it might not work out.
Mm. I like the approach to these sort of things, having material just to fall back on.
Yeah,
not necessarily. Yeah. I mean, if you want to lead in with a bit, that's fine, but not necessarily even starting with any material. And you can get an hour and a half out of that.
Yeah,
if you're lucky.
And that's up to the audience to decide whether it's good or not.
Yeah, and exactly.
But this is it. That's part of the whole movement. It's part of the learning thing that we're on right now. Because 2017 is going to be very amateur, as everyone already knows.
Not as amateur as 2016.
Yeah.
But still and on the scale.
2018 is going to be a lot better. We'll be able to cut out a lot of that fluff. Because we got together the day before we were meant to do a show. And we're like, oh, I've got a thing that I need to bring in. And it's a clip from Bill Nye's... So, Bill Nye, the science guy, has a new show on Netflix, which I don't even know whether we should talk about it because it seems to be, in what I pay attention to, it's everywhere of how bad this thing is.
Yeah, everyone's trashing Bill Nye.
So, I don't know whether it's a hacky thing or not, but in case... I don't know. I feel like I need to address it. So, we'll see. So, we've got that one to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
I had an encounter at work that bring up too, which I haven't told you about yet.
Maybe
we should open with that.
Let's do it.
All right. So there was a security call, and all right. So I work at a grocery store, and I can't say which one because every employer now you have to sign an anonymity clause. You're right.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to talk about anything to do with your work on social media, critical, blah, blah, blah.
Everywhere has that now.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And so I can't say the name, but we all...
No one cares.
Well, yeah, no one cares. Yeah, no one's going to listen anyway.
Yeah.
This is the only instance where, like, if we don't say somebody's name, that's just probably because we don't want to upset that person individually.
Yeah, because we might like them a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But
or we just want to be nice.
Other than that, I have no problem saying names and things like that.
Yeah.
It's...
If we think it'll be okay for the person, then, you know, we're not mean.
And I'm only interested in, I'll trash businesses if they are trash.
Yeah, and that's fair. That's free market.
But if we end up getting sued, then there we go. We move on and we go, all right, well, we can't do shit like that anymore.
Yeah.
But let's follow the natural... Same thing with using the music.
Yeah,
if somebody does make a complaint, all right, well, we won't do that anymore and we'll move on.
Yep, exactly.
But hopefully not because I'm lazy. Anyway,
so
there's a security call at work. Everyone knows there is an actual security there. So... I don't know. I didn't hear what happened. All I heard was a small altercation between this guy, and he's a tall dude, but just nothing on him. But I don't know. He could have fucking thrown him.
You never know.
Yeah.
Not with
and he was swearing at a young girl behind the register, and he was being informed by another female member of staff that he was previously banned from the store and he knew he wasn't supposed to come back. And he had things in his pockets that time too.
So he was stealing again.
Yes, this was the second time.
Right.
And told to leave and everything, and they had him on security and they're calling the police, all that sort of thing. And he's going mental and starts... And so I'm just witness at a little bit and this isn't good because he was told he was banned and he got his stuff. And then he went to walk out and then he turns around and starts walking towards the smaller female member of staff. So I make my way and I get a little bit caught because they've got trolleys blocking the little alleyway in between the registers. So I take a second of that and I just walk over and I don't say anything, but I go over there pretty briskly and he looks at me and he goes, "Stay out of this, Wyatt Earp."
What? Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, I know. A reference to a figure from the 1890s.
Yeah, that's a deep reference, though. I would have expected from this type of individual the classic Ned Kelly.
Oh, yeah,
which is usually the most... But Wyatt Earp.
Yeah.
That's deep. So,
and I just thought, that's odd. And I didn't say anything because
Wyatt Earp.
I've previously gotten in trouble for following... shoplifters out of the store.
Yeah.
Which you're not supposed to do. Okay. So I'm like, all right, I don't even know the proper procedures. Well, I do, like, I kind of do, but I, fuck it, what am I doing? I don't.
Why can't you follow them out of the store?
It's safety. Like, they're liable if you get, you know, bashed or anything like that. Yep. Which has happened. It's happened in Wagga.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just stood between them. She's walking away. He's going, still swearing. He walks, starts walking away again. And I'm just standing there. I'm just like, I'm just going to wait, watch him and make sure he goes out. Then he turns around, starts coming towards me. And it looks like he's looking around my shoulder. And then he's looking at me and he's going, what's your name? What's your name? And I'm just staring at him. And then I can see now he's actually making eye contact with me. This is what makes you think he's fucked up on drugs, because he thinks he's looking at me when he's not.
Mm.
So that's
so
very...
So he wasn't... He definitely didn't have eye contact.
He was looking around me and then started looking at me the closer he got. And he's like, what's your name? And I'm embarrassed to say, because I thought it sounded cool at the time.
Yeah, oh no.
Yeah, so he's coming up and he's as close to me as you are now. So he's about two feet away, coming up, and I say, I'm Jacob, mate. Nice to meet you.
Oh, no. Oh, you're a hero, though.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's so embarrassing. I thought it was... And then...
How long did it take you to go, oh, what did I say that for?
About 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm having to maintain just a complete blank face.
You don't want to look intimidated, obviously.
No.
That's the trick.
So, I just... In my soul was being crushed internally, but I'm just looking at him going, oh, God, I hope this cunt doesn't punch me. Because I'm like, going down.
Yeah. And what, did he respond to that?
No. Then that's it. And then he just was saying my name as he was walking out, swearing, oh, fuck you, blah, 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 blah.
I hope he didn't fucking follow you home, mate. You're on your own.
At the time, I was almost willing to give him my address. Just be like, come on, boy, cunt. Oh, you know, dumb. Yeah, yeah. I know. That's the dumbest. That would have been the dumbest thing. I'm glad I didn't.
Would have had to move.
I don't know You know, I don't know how real that thought was, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I was at any level.
We say a lot of things in our heads.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't we?
I don't know if that was a genuine. Either way, I'm embarrassed at how that ended.
Oh, well, at least it did end without you getting punched in the brain, which is good.
Although, if I'm going to get punched anywhere, I think the head is the best spot. Because I've got a hard head.
You do have a weirdly hard head.
And my body's weak and spindly.
Spindly? The fuck is that?
I don't know. I just assume it means thin. I might have made it up.
Where's the place? I'll exclude the testicles. Where would you least like to get punched?
Under my arm.
Like upper ribs.
Yeah. Up around there. Because it would really hit my whole body because I'm thin.
Yeah.
Like if you can, when you see like on Mythbusters and things like that where they've got that gelatin stuff and they hit it and they study the ripples to see the effect, like that energy, that mass takes that energy shock, you'd see me get punched there and you'd see the energy travel around like 2/3 of my body.
Yep.
And ripple through that. I'd have broken ribs.
Yeah. It's a bad, because your shoulder would sort of fold over the top of it.
Yeah.
And the bottom of your ribs.
And that's going to disable that arm too.
Well, yeah. You'd be winded. I'd hate to be punched right in the asshole. But I mean, that's a given.
Then why
isn't
do you request it so much?
I think I wouldn't like to be punched. I got punched really hard in the spine by Harley Kennedy in high school, which I'm happy to say. He was funny. But just walking up the stairs once, and I just a huge pain in my back. It was just him giving me the biggest punch I've ever received. Fucking floored me. If that happened to me now, with my older bones, I think it'd be all over.
Yeah, now I understand why they sent kids to war. Because those cunts can bounce back from anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Just hanging out with your mates, especially punching 16, each other.
Yeah, just to pass the day at school.
Remember we used to have a competition of just punching each other in the knuckles?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, very dumb.
We used to, the only thing we used to do in LOT, language other than English, when we studied Japanese, played Jan Kempon, which is Japanese rock, paper, scissors. I mean, if you lost, you just got punched. That's it, Jan Kempon. Oh, bang.
I forgot that it was Jan called Kempon. LOT. As LOT, language other than English.
Yeah.
So they're just going, anything else.
Well, yeah. Some schools had French.
Yeah.
We had Japanese.
I know no Japanese.
I think I can count to 20 in Japanese. Obviously, I won't do it. But
yeah, please.
Nah, you don't.
Give me 10.
10? Ichi, ni, san, shigo, roku, shishi, hachi, kyu, ju.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. I thought maybe you'd stumble, but it kind of made sense. But you could have been making it up. It'd be like that Louis C.K. bit when he's picturing with that Chinese lady's going, oh, me, ching, chong, ching.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't know. I'm not going to know.
No, I promise. That's it. I didn't do the accent.
You could have just gone really racist and...
Mm.
But no, you did the mature thing.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm happy with that.
I hope you've learned something.
So, I have something to show you. So, last week... All right, well, we'll replay this clip of
This was
Bill Nye, because we went over it a little bit last week.
Because, this is what put him on my radar.
Yeah, because we all knew who he was. I never watched his show, but a lot of people do.
I've seen him talk on shows as well. He's on, you know...
Now, a lot of people have criticised him for sort of bypassing science a little bit and being just political. So this is just a little glimpse into how insane he is.
This is at the end of Tucker Carlson tonight. They've been talking about climate change. And just as Tucker says goodbye...
He delivers an insane... It just has no relevance at all.
Yep.
So you listened to it last week. We're just playing it again to bring everyone up to speed because, trust me, it's going to be worth it when we get to the next part, when we hear the next clip I have lined up from his new show.
Involved right now, is that right?
Yeah. Yes, that's okay. Exactly right. So at what point would it like have changed? And I'm just saying, you don't actually know because it's unknowable.
Okay, it takes you quite a bit less than 6 seconds. So the climate would be like it was in 1750. And the economics would be that you could not grow wine-worthy grapes in Britain as you can today. Because the climate...
I have no idea whether this answer is good or not.
The pesticides in the Midwest... would not be increasing because...
Actually, yeah, we did go over this last week.
With talking about pesticides.
The pests are showing up sooner and hanging around longer.
I
should not be able to come up with...
would not be overwhelmed by...
Oh, no, Bill Nye's doing a reply without Tucker in the video.
So much of this you don't know. You pretend that you know, but you don't know, and you bully people who ask you questions.
I really have to disagree with you. I've spent a lot of time with this topic.
I'm open-minded. You are not. And we're out of time, unfortunately. Thank you for joining us.
You guys are the mainstream media, and I can tell you why they're leaks. Because the president has created two factions in his administration. They don't like each other, so they leak. It's not from the outside, it's from the inside. Carry on, Mr. Carlson. I'm sure we will cross paths again.
That's a ominous thing to say. I don't know what it means, but come back anytime.
That was the right way to handle that too. Laugh in his face.
Yeah, and just like talk about how ominous he was. We'll speak again soon. Okay, Mr. Bowtie.
Yeah, exactly. Bill Nye, the science guy.
So we might have to come back to the to his reply. We'll see. Now, this is from his show. Now, I'm going to give you some information that I didn't have coming into it.
Mm.
This show, I've seen him in interviews. They've asked him who the show is for. And he's like, well, if you saw my original series, it was aimed at 12 and 13-year-olds. Most of those people are adults now. So we're just upgrading it for the new generation. So, you know, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, that sort of group.
Okay.
That's who this is aimed at.
That's his demographic.
Yeah. Now, he's already come under fire for an ice cream video that he put up about race.
Mm-hmm.
And the vanilla ice cream... didn't like mixing with other flavors. It was a really bizarre thing.
What the fuck?
It's very ham-handed. This clip, I almost turned it off, but it's so bad. It makes me cringe so hard that I just love reality again. If reality can be this absurd, there's no reason for me to turn on the TV and watch Big Bang Theory How I Met Your Mother. There's no need to watch any of that because this is more ridiculous than any plot of any shitty sitcom.
You don't need to zone out with that shit.
So, you guys, seriously, this next thing I feel is very special. This is a cool little segment. You know this woman from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Please give it up for Rachel Bloom.
World of ours is full of choice, but must I choose between only John or Joyce? All my options only hard or moist. My vagina has its own voice. Not vocal cords, a metaphorical voice. Sometimes I do a voice for my vagina. Please don't tell me I'm the only one who does that. Cause my sex junk is so much more than either power bottom or a top off.
Power bottom.
What the fuck? May have some butt stuff. It's evolution, ain't nothing new. There's nothing taboo about a sex stew. Just add salt or Gerard Depardieu. French treasure. Cause my sex junk.
Oh, this is
much more
it's
than.
Sounds like a parody. Like, it sounds like they're making fun of them.
The start of it sounded like a Flight of the Conchords song.
It's, I don't know your thoughts when you first seen this, but yeah, I watched this going, Jesus Christ, this is a bit. Now it gets worse.
There's got to be.
It gets more crass. Like, that's what I don't understand. This is aimed at kids.
Yeah.
And like, I showed this to friends earlier today. And they're like, well, I kind of agree with the message, but I'm like, yeah, the message is fine.
Yeah.
But is it an appropriate message for kids? We already could talk about how people are over-sexualized and things like that, and now you're combating them by saying that it's science to do butt stuff.
Hmm.
What? I don't... This has nothing to do with science.
Yeah. They don't want you to question anything that anyone may be doing.
Yeah.
In that way.
Either or if they're alive, I'll date them. Channing or genitate them. I'm down for anything.
Be
don't
bye.
Cross in my box. Give someone new a handy, then give yourself props. Oh, you.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck is
that? You don't have to.
Yeah. It's just.
You can.
Like, it's encouraged. We don't have to go that. We understand that 100 years ago, people were sexually repressed and things like that. Yeah. We understand that. But you don't need to go to this extreme where you're like, you know what, kids should fuck everyone.
Yeah.
Nah, we're not into that. We're not okay.
Go give a stranger a hand job and be proud. I mean, you can, but you don't have to.
And now look, they introduce a character who is supposed to be a nerd.
Nerd of colour.
Yeah, and Knox.
Yep.
So, yeah, you know, he's got glasses, he's got the short sleeve shirt, but the sleeve comes down to, like, the forearm with his tie.
Button up. You know, disgusting beige and tan pants.
It's just like trying, you know, this typical nerd thing that's very boring.
Yep.
You think you're so smart, did you learn gay in college?
That's a pretty funny line, actually.
Sexuality's a spectrum, everyone is on it. Even you might like it if you sit up.
Oh no, what's Bill Nye?
Drag king, just do what feels right. You're tall, pansexual, flirty with Sprite. Who enjoys a fleshlight in the cold moonlight?
With a sad clown, Skyping via satellite.
Dance, Skippy, home slice, sing it with me all night. Sex how you want.
And the nerd just tears his pants off. And Bill Nye is on the DJ booth and just dropped the beat and did like a little nerd dance.
Oh no.
Get off your soapbox. Get off your soapbox.
Get off yours.
They clearly don't understand irony or have an ounce of self-awareness to...
This is the finest soapbox I've ever seen.
And seeing a guy who comes out and questions it, and they go, oh, well, you're just gay too. And he's like, yeah, I am gay.
Yeah, exactly.
So everyone who questions you is gay.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Bagels with lox.
Oh, I definitely
with
am.
Lots.
I'm probably gayer than you.
Well, are you a power bottom? What the fuck is a power bottom? Call me ignorant.
They like to get fucked, but they're still dominant. Like, they like to get banged, but it's like the gay version of female domination.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think so.
Yeah, like...
I didn't ask that in sexuality in school, but I did ask how lesbians have sex, and the educators who were meant to teach us this stuff said, ask your parents. Mum.
Yeah.
How do lesbians... What's scissoring?
Tribbing. That's what it's called now.
What is it? Trimming?
Tribbing.
Tribbing. Mm. Okay. Why is it called that now?
I don't know. It's got something to do...
Is there a movement?
With something to do with the flaps, I'm sure.
Okay. Tribbing. Oh, yeah.
There we are. Tribbing videos. All right.
You've never tried... Yeah. Urban Dictionary, from tribidism, which refers to lesbianism, derived from the Greek tribus. Oh, they've actually really looked into it. And tribo, which is the verb to rub. You've never tried ribbing in the missionary position? You should. That's just an example of it in conversation every day.
There you go.
Okay.
We brought that up earlier when I mentioned that I have...
Bonobo monkeys do it once every 2 hours.
I wonder if a little alarm goes, oh,
yep, time. There we go. Oh, I don't really feel like it. Well, it has been 2 hours since the last time we tribbed. Fuck.
Does that include during the night?
I'd imagine every so, Jake. Hours. I'd imagine so, mate. It says every 2 hours, so.
Yeah. They've clearly thought this through.
And that's just all female or female.
All right, here we more? Are. Let's just see Bill congratulate her.
Oh.
That's exactly the right message, Rachel.
That's nice exactly job. The right yeah, message.
Rachel,
whoa, exactly. Exactly, yeah, Bill.
Exactly this what is, we all need to be.
This isn't your science show anymore.
Mm.
You've started just, it's about a political message. So don't, this is where I don't understand, is we should depoliticize transgenderism, whatever they want to call it. Get politics all out of it and just let the medical community sort it out.
Mm.
We shouldn't have a way in on that. We shouldn't. It's got nothing to do with us.
Is he getting paid money to say this stuff? I mean, would he be getting more money than he would have been to just be a science guy?
Maybe.
Because why else would you do this?
Yeah, because it's got him his platform, but...
True.
Listen to look at this. So this has had nearly 2 million views... And it's had 2,000 likes and 122,000 dislikes.
Wow, they can't hide that. Did they disable comments? No, they didn't.
No, because this is a guy who put it up. Okay. It's not them.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of negativity here in the comments. But positive in that, did you see we've got a reply from Donald Trump here?
I'm putting this woman behind the wall. Wow.
Yeah, so that's how far we've come. Old Billy Boy.
Lecturing white people on cultural appropriation.
That's just an extra.
Bill Nye saves the world.
Yeah, that's what it's called too.
Look at him. He doesn't... Yeah, you're right. They just have no grasp on irony.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. How ironic is it that it's him, an old white male with a platform, the exact fucking archetype that he hates... Doing a video called Lecturing White People on Cultural Appropriation. Bill Nye, the saviour, the prophet, saves the world. Fuck me.
So, this show obviously caters to kids. His message is for young children, so it's to politicise kids young. That's what I found interesting about all those photos of kids at those anti-Trump marches and stuff like that. Yeah. A lot of people were just like, well, why are you taking your kids there? Like,
yeah, why is your kid dressed as a vagina? Why is your six-year-old kid a vagina? Massive one.
That's not right. There's something wrong there. So,
why are you telling them that white men are the worst people in the world? Why are you making them believe that as children?
Well, maybe you're not caught up, though, Adam. I think you'll understand that fake news is the new thing. And so, rather than fight it, I think we should join... the fake news network.
I think so too.
You're on board?
I think we should run with it.
I think we should.
We'd be silly not to, in a way.
And this might not even be fake news, but I've just got a feeling that Bill Nye's a pedophile.
I know. The fake news media have reported this firsthand. Yeah, this is a scoop.
I'm getting reports. There are memos.
Dossiers? Are there any dossiers?
I don't know. There's a lot of highlighted... text.
That's, yeah, well, that'll pass.
In
as
some
a
documents with there's a logo in the top.
Yeah. Yep. Bit. Okay. Like a letterhead.
Yeah. More yeah. That's what yeah. I mean. Letterhead.
That's worth reporting.
I just didn't want to say head because it'll make me laugh.
You're terrible, mate.
I'm thinking of doing a German sitcom called When You're Reich, You're Reich. What do you think?
When you're.
And it could work in Japan too.
Reckon you get a season out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, Bill Nye's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Because why are you looking to sexualize kids so much?
Yeah. In such a... Teach them about the basics first. Give them the blueprint.
Yeah, you don't need to be talking about anal.
Yeah, no. You don't need to be talking about whacking yourself off with a fleshlight while you talk to someone dressed up as a clown on Skype. You don't need to be telling a 9-year-old that they can do that.
And he's proud of it.
They'll learn. They'll learn.
How many people do you think this went through to get to recorded and put on Netflix?
Well, they Netflix.
They had a rehearsal. Yeah, yeah, it's his Netflix show.
Wow. Wow. But they also did Dear White People, didn't they?
Mm. Which I don't know if it is that bad. I think it might just be a bit more of a provocative title.
You
reckon? 'Cause remember they did make that joke in the trailer where the guy rings up and he's talking about I don't know. He's complaining about it.
Mm.
And she, and on her radio show, so for anyone unfamiliar, the show is about a radio show called Dear White People where some black bitch complains. And this guy rings up and starts complaining and she's like, you need to check your white privilege. Mm. And he's just like, I'm black. And then it's like the music stops. Ooh. There's like a thing and she's like, oh. And I'm like, okay, maybe there is something. Okay. Like maybe it's not as just anti. I don't know. I just don't want to jump on board with the
bashing.
Yeah, but when I don't know for sure.
And especially when it's so easy to bash Bill Nye after that video clip.
Because they could just be doing that on purpose too to be provocative. But Bill's just, I don't know.
He's elitist. He's a globalist.
Yep.
I think he might be Bill Nye the Lie by Omission guy.
There is no super male vitality getting to his door.
No super male. I don't think super male vitality could save him.
I don't know, man.
He's too old.
Yeah,
I think it's done. Nothing can be regenerated. No brain cells.
It obviously doesn't help many people because Alex is only 38.
Yeah, what? Or is he like 42 or 40?
It's in his 30s. I think maybe 39.
Jesus. It's all that information he's got in his brain.
You mean all of that correct 40, news?
43. But still.
That's still not good for that man.
No. So did he lose his kids or what?
I'm not sure.
All they would have had to do is get up his Google images and in the courtroom. Look at that. Him holding a big shotgun.
Yeah, see, all these people that... Did you see when all the people came out during the court case when he's like, yes, it's a character. I play a character. Mm, mm. And everyone's like, you see?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, yeah, everyone who's in entertainment plays a character.
To some degree.
You have to play an exaggerated version of yourself to be entertaining. I get that.
And he does hours and hours of shows almost... Well, every day.
Yeah.
So he has to be that, type of energy. It. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's just weird. And I know that line too that I want to tread where I don't want to do too much of a performance and then it becomes you're being the fake thing then. You're being exactly what we don't want to do. But at the same time, you can't just relax and pretend, I'm too fucking cool for this. No, you need to put in some effort to make it listenable.
Yeah. There is that trap when you get when you've got your niche and then you're running out of content, so you have to create it yourself. And then you turn into that type of person. Like Clementine Ford, who started out as a feminist warrior or whatever. And now when there's not much doing, she has to find just somebody who's called her a bad name online and make sure they lose their job. Just because that's kind of her character now.
Mm.
Same way Alex Jones has to search for conspiracies to talk about at length.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what he's got to do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a fine line.
Yeah, that's true. Clementine Ford. Sorry, you can't mention that name and it doesn't register.
Reckon we can get her on?
My penis.
See, she wouldn't come on now because you said that.
Oh, okay. She probably wouldn't like it if I called her a cunt.
I wouldn't imagine. You're going to lose your job.
I'm sorry.
At Adam and Milk.
I'm sorry, but you are a lover. Going to drive that bit into the ground.
Until it drives us into the ground.
Yeah. Oh, Clementine Ford is an interesting case because I compare her to human resource departments in any place of employment.
Mm-hmm.
If there's not, if everything's good, they've got to find something because otherwise they're out of the job.
That's exactly what I'm saying. They've got to find something. Milo to some degree will end up like that.
And Milo's back. Yeah. Well, yeah, they're all doing it. They're like Paul Joseph Watson.
Exactly what I was going to bring up. Tommy.
That's their thing.
Tommy can't just suddenly relax his stance on Muslims, can he?
Yeah, exactly.
Because now he's got a job at Rebel Media.
Yeah.
He's doing all this other stuff. You gotta run with it.
And I understand it when that's their thing. But yeah, I've just got to try and remember that that's not mine, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, ours is to just do this thing and change it up and make it different.
Exactly. Just go with it.
Because otherwise...
Just ride the wave.
Well, that's what happened to Anthony Cumia. That's why his shows sort of went a bit... Because it's just him kind of complaining about liberals and left-wingers. And you go, yeah, I know, and I'm with you most of the time, but...
Yeah.
We know.
What else, man?
Yeah.
Does get tiresome.
Yeah.
We stopped talking about Trump pretty much.
Yeah, there's that thing today. I don't even know if it's worth talking about fully.
I haven't heard about it.
I don't know whether we should. Nah, fuck it. We'll have a look.
Why not?
There was something here. Okay, no, maybe not. I've lost my note. That's I apologize. All right.
But my point was, we were on that for a few weeks, then the interest dies down, you gotta find something else.
Yeah, that's right.
If we're getting bored of it, fucking everyone else will be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's right. And we just hope we get bored of it before the people listening now, which probably won't happen.
Yeah.
Like, so that's a bit of a shame. I'd like to have a bit more of a thing with, once we've got the website, we've got things sorted out, we'll have a bit more open line of communication so that we can know what.
So far, we've had zero feedback except from our very close friends.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's right. I have heard. The only thing that I keep coming back to with Trump the only thing that I am interested in is the misrepresentation in the media.
Yeah.
Because there are plenty of reasons to criticize Trump.
Yeah.
Plenty. But I just don't like the stretching and lying of things. That's what when I just talk to people about it, it tends to put me in a more pro-Trump side than I really am.
And that,
but it's just because the spectrum's so far leaning this one way.
Imagine how many people that would have happened with. Take away the people that were affected by this insane left-wing bias and just try and find out how many people were already pro-Trump and liked Trump before all that. It wouldn't be anything
close. When you're rejected by everyone else.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, well, fuck it.
Yeah, okay.
Now, so what happened was he was in a meeting and kicked out all of the American press and just had the Russian press in there. And he leaked information to them, classified information to them. So he's colluding with the Russians. And then he tweeted out, then they stepped up and said that he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, Trump tweeted out and said he did do it. So that's the timeline that they're going on, roughly. What seems to have happened is they were having a meeting to do with terrorism and ISIS, and he gave them some information that they have in regard to plane attacks and things like that, to hopefully make it easier for them to combat.
Yeah.
Coming terrorist attacks.
Okay.
Yes, it sounds reasonable. And then they're saying that it's leaking information.
It doesn't sound like something that he would do so brazenly if it was illegal or...
Yeah.
You know, possibly going to damage his reputation or something.
And that's where the media spin just turns me right off. And apparently, he does have the authority to declassify information, to share it with that. And if that's what it was, you go, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So what?
It just doesn't seem like something you would do so openly if it was bad.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But then they're saying that, oh, well, his staff denied it, but then he said he did it. He's like, no, his staff denied that he... was colluding with them. They denied that he was doing anything wrong. They didn't say that he shared that he was giving them secrets.
Yeah.
He's just like, I was passing vital information over in a counterterrorism. Like, that's better than some guy from the CIA handing it over. This has gone up the chain to the point that Trump knows about it.
Yeah.
So it obviously is something that matters.
Exactly. So it's safe in that environment.
Yeah.
Because he's kicked out the press.
And he's trying to get the Russians to do something about it.
Mm.
So I don't know. I don't fucking know.
That's how intelligence works.
But it's just fucking mental.
But yeah, you're right. The media spin. This is probably the first time in my life that I've just watched it unfold from the birth to, you know, through a whole campaign. You really had the chance to watch it unfold and twist and grow.
And it really shows how absurd all of this shit is.
Yeah.
It makes me want to start my own country.
Yeah, it really does make it seem absurd, doesn't it?
And, you know, it all makes sense. Like, we're here for a reason. All of our history, all of the way human behavior works, it was all getting refined up to here. And then fucking Trump came along.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
Grab him by the pussy.
Grab him by the pussy.
Oh, I love it. Actually, no, I did read something interesting the other day, which I think... it's kind of relevant. Do you remember, I got taught this in school, when they tested the first atomic bomb, like the bombs that they were dropping on Japan, when they tested them, that they thought it was going to trigger the atmosphere to go on fire.
Really?
That, like, because it was splitting the atom. And once that happens, it sets off a chain reaction and all the atoms split within that, and it just keeps going and going and going, and then everything fucking dies.
Yeah.
I was taught in school that that's what they thought was going to happen when they tested it. And I was like, oh my God, they're fucking willing to do everything. And it's like, no, that was just the loudest of the minority of the media at the time were saying that that could happen. And I was dubious when I heard that as well, because, you know, that's what I'd learned. But the scientific community all agreed.
Mm.
It was the political side. It was the media.
Yeah, the media.
And then, what turned me around was the Large Hadron. Large Hadron.
What was it?
Large Hadron Collider.
A Halidron or something like that. Yeah, I know what you're talking.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah, you know.
Go on. Hadron. Hadron.
Oh, it's a shame.
The Large Han.
The Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah.
In was going to start potentially start black holes, and it would create one that would suck the Earth in and destroy it. And I remember, do you remember this story when they were building it? It was a big deal.
Free-to-air television news.
Yeah, and nobody believed that would happen.
Mm.
No scientific person. And they went to Stephen Hawking and they're like, would this happen? He's like, look, even if they're starting a black hole, they are so tiny they eat themselves and they're gone. Like, you'd have to create one pretty much the size of Earth that would then it would sustain itself for a little while. Otherwise, they just fucking disappear straight away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not going to happen. But it was reported to us as this big thing.
Yeah, and it was always shot in a menacing sort of way.
Yeah.
Look at this big technology that you don't understand.
And it's all these scientists who are like, man, this is some crazy shit. We're going to learn things about atoms that we had no concept of before.
Mm.
They were lying again.
Yeah.
Just to get that. So
even though what's actually happening is interesting and, you know, a step forward.
Yeah.
Now let's just spin it.
Yeah.
To the more extreme, short-term, exciting version.
And it makes it interesting. It makes me think, why do I know about Einstein above every other scientist? Because they didn't prove anything. They didn't prove Einstein's theory of relativity, or they didn't have as much evidence as they did until like a year or two ago when they found those gravitational waves, which proved a curvature. Something
in the Earth or
these waves were left over from the Big Bang. They're part of that expansion. That's up to what I think
that out in the 70s. It's in that book, The Short History of Nearly Everything, Bill Bryson. Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. But they, I guess they confirmed it.
Yeah.
But my thing is, there's something, there must be some movement behind it, because why do I know him above everyone else? Especially if he, and they all say that he was so heavily criticized.
Mm.
And it's like, well, then why do I know about him?
Yeah.
Why do I know about him this early?
Yeah.
Because we didn't figure out Tesla until, you know, quite recently.
Yeah.
And that, at that point, I do believe that it was a pushback over somebody else. Like, somebody else got propped up.
Yeah.
Over history. Yeah, that's... And I, yeah, I accept that. But Einstein, I just don't know. I don't know.
And now Elon Musk is building underground transportation in LA because he's sick of the traffic. And it's like, I think you'd put your car in this sort of train car type thing, and it's like a high-speed underground transport thing. It'll take you and your car across the city, and you'll come out at another point.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Joe Rogan, his mind is blown.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
I can't believe Elon Musk just got sick of the traffic, and now he's just doing this about it.
Great.
He offered to fix South Australia's energy problems for free. He said if he couldn't do it in a month, it'd be free.
Wow.
Who is this individual?
South Australia's energy problems.
Mm.
Go back to what you were doing. Because it was fine.
Yeah.
And then they started going, oh, well, we can make this sustainable energy thing. And then they shut down what they know works.
Yeah.
And you're putting a strain on the grid, and it's having blackouts. Well, and now they want to do it in New South Wales.
They were doing like... I think they did something similar in Canberra. There's been parts of Canberra that have been blacking out every week. Not to the same degree as South Australia, but...
Nah, we can't allow... We can't be going backwards. We've come too fucking far to start losing power.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking... That's unbelievable.
Thankfully, we've got Elon and the like in the world.
Fuck yeah. All right, that's me done.
I think I'm done.
Yeah, you think you... Oh, shit. All right. Thanks for listening, cunts.
Might have another sneaky show later in the week.
Yeah. It might be a 0.5 episode. Might be a bonus show. We'll see what happens. We've got some rugby league this weekend, so we might even do it then.
Some rugby league. Rugby league. Rugby league. Rugby league.